This week, Governor Rick Snyder heads north. Got my mojo
working. In hopes of getting his mojo back. Got my mojo working. I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
This is It's Just Politics.
So this week on Mackinac Island, it's the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual policy conference.
Lansing, political Lansing, at least.
Political Lansing.
Basically empties out of town, heads to the island to rub shoulders.
And clink cocktail glasses.
With Michigan's movers and shakers in business, investing, philanthropy.
Governor Snyder actually comes from all of those realms.
Yes.
He is one of them.
And that's always been reflected, right, in how warmly he's been embraced during the Mackinac Policy Conference.
Last year, Snyder's Democratic opponent in the gubernatorial election wasn't even invited to take part. In fact, it was more like he was uninvited.
So the conference has always been this way for Snyder since the beginning of his first term.
Think back to 4 years ago. All was lovely in the center-right business nerds kingdom.
The state budget would get wrapped up in record time.
The loathed Michigan business tax was banished on its way out. And the replacement, a net tax cut for businesses.
Right. As long as you weren't a progressive or a Democrat,
you were pretty happy. Snyder had brought these business people marvelous times.
But now, darker times have fallen over the land. Yes, unemployment is way down, Detroit out of bankruptcy.
But governing has been a little messy.
There have been fights over the Medicaid expansion, Common Core, and of course, most recently, the disastrous defeat of Proposal 1.
The governor was the ballot question's main cheerleader, and the voting public gave him a big raspberry.
So now it's time for him to pick up the pieces, start anew.
Start over. The mission for Snyder and his business allies on this island trip: convince Republican legislators in attendance that they can and should put more than $1 billion into roads and infrastructure.
Right. Can a little business sector Mackinac love convince those anti-tax Republicans to come up with revenue for roads?
Even if that means raising taxes, at least the right taxes, fuel taxes.
Which has not happened since 1997.
And user fees.
Yep. So message from Snyder, hey, you can do this, folks.
You can find a lot of polling, other information to say in some form people were open to some tax increase, particularly if it went to roads.
But we will see if lawmakers will be buying what he's selling.
Also, what Democrats might ask for as part of a roads deal.
They're, of course, going to be critical in this because they have to provide the needed votes to make up for Republicans who won't.
No way, no how.
Ever vote for a tax hike.
We will see if a little island sojourn doesn't smooth over those relationships and maybe those bumpy roads.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.